请我们打开圣经哥林多后书。
Let's turn to a passage in the Bible, 2 Corinthians.
我们这里的查经班呢，其实是用了很大段的时间来读哥林多后书。
The small group Bible studies have spent an extended period of time to study 2 Corinthians recently.
在读哥林多后书的时候呢，我们读过前书。
Before 2 Corinthians, we had also studied 1 Corinthians.
我们都知道读完之后，我们知道哥林多前书是讲到教会的问题。
And after we finished the studies, we know that Corinthians, the letters to the Corinthians, is speaking in regards to the issues that has arisen within the church body.
当时的情形呢，是因为那班哥林多的教会的人，他们是得救的，但是他们是按着肉体来到生活。
But we know the issue. Even though this is written to a group of believers, the church at Corinth certainly were consisted of a group of believers, but they were living their lives based on the flesh.
所以呢，很多的肉体的问题，人的问题就会出来。
So there was a great deal of issues and problems from the flesh that has arisen.
我们又读完哥林多后书。
Now, after we finish 2 Corinthians,
我们就知道哥林多后书是讲那些服侍神的人的性格。
It tells us of the character, the character of those who serve within the church.
人怎样活在主的面前。
How we are to live before the Lord.
要成为基督耶稣的见证人是一个怎样的人。
And what it takes to become a testimony for Jesus Christ.
虽然呢，那里是讲到话，神的工人们。
So even though it addresses the recipients of the letter as the servants.
你以为就是单是保罗啊，同埋佢嘅同工咁样咩？
Perhaps you're looking to see that it's written by Paul. Is it just Paul and his close co-workers?
其实唔系。
Actually, it's not.
所谓神嘅工人
，all the servants of God，
系所有喺救赎里边嘅神嘅儿女。
Refers to in actuality all the saints, all the people who have been saved.
咁今日你同埋我都係被主嘅救恩所救赎嘅，係咪？
Now both you and I have been saved, but we are the recipients of that salvation. Is that not right?
所以你同埋我今日都係喺呢个神嘅工人、神所用嘅人，或者係神嘅服侍神嘅人当中嘅。
So that means that you and I are counted as one of those individuals who is a servant of God, one who is to be used for God's purpose.
咁所以从呢个咁样嘅亮光嘅里边嚟睇哥林多后书。
So it is from this perspective that we will look into 2 Corinthians.
咁就唔再系话啊嗰啲人应该点样点样点样点。
So that means that this book is not just written to those specific or certain number of individuals and how they should conduct themselves.
而是看我们应该怎样怎样活在神的面前。
But when we study this, we should recognize that it's for us to know and for us to say how I should live my life.
保罗在这里特别是用他自己作为一个榜样。
Now Paul uses himself as the prime example.
要告诉我们听一个神的工人应该是怎样
的。To tell us how a servant of God should conduct himself.
而在就同时也是告诉我们听住在基督里面的人的实际。
And also tells us the reality of those who live in Christ.
就不似得的哥林多前书这样说那些人是用按着肉体的 这样的来生活。
So it's a direct contrast to what it is in 1 Corinthians, where we can identify individuals living by the flesh.
所以如果单是你和我,
Now, if it's solely just you and me,
按照我们的意思来生活,
and we live based on what we conclude to be the right way,
这个就是属肉体的了,
that literally is living by the flesh.
但是如果今天我们是活在基督的里面,
but if we live in Christ,
这个就是属灵的,
that's spiritual life.
哥林多后书,
2 Corinthians,
就是这样告诉我们, 一个住在基督里面, 或者是一个属灵的人, 他有的, 一个的, 这样的心思和生活,
tells us what should be in the heart of those who are living in Christ, also tells us of how that individual should be living his life.
但是这个总过来讲,
but in the process, overall, we see that Paul is directing us to God himself and how we should live to please God.
好,我们来看哥林多后书第一章。
So let's turn to 2 Corinthians, firstly to chapter 1.
读几节的圣经啊,
we're going to read a couple of passages from this chapter. Chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5.
的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。
Reading from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforts us all in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ.
我们再读彼得前书第二章。
We're going to then turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节第十节。1 Peter chapter 2 verses 9 and 10. 第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗 入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节，你们从前算不得子民，现在却作了神的子民；从前未曾蒙怜恤，现在却蒙了怜恤。Reading
from verse 9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For you were once not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
好,我们就读这么多的圣经啊。
That's the end of our Bible reading for now.
我们祈祷。
Let's come together in prayer.
求主今天,主啊,藉着你自己的话,是向我们说。
Oh Lord, may you speak to us directly from your words this morning.
主啊,求你打开我们的心窍。
May you open our hearts.
啊,叫我们真 明白主,
that we may truly come to know Christ, that we may truly come to know you.
我愿意主的圣灵在这里带领引导我们。
We desire that the Holy Spirit would be here to lead and guide,
让我们进入到真理里,
to lead us directly into the truth.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
刚才我们讲过哥林多后书讲到神的 工人服侍神的人，他们应有的一些生活的态度。
As we have just shared, 2 Corinthians tells us, specifically focuses on the servants of God and the character and the attitude that they should have as they live their life.
雖然那條好像是一條路,告訴你,我們要這樣,這樣,這樣,這樣。
Even though it seems to map out a path, oh, this is what you need to do.
但是若果我們對這個神,這位主不夠認識的話,
but if we do not know our Lord well enough,
我們仍然會一路行,就一路會有出問題的。
So even though we might follow this path, our flesh will still come out and present problems for us.
若果我們對這個目標,這個目的是有清楚的認識和知道,
but if we know well the goal, if we understand what that really means,
那在這條路上走的時候,或者我們會見到一些難處, 但是我們不會走歪的。
So, and we then follow that goal as we walk, and we traverse this path. Even if there are issues that come up, we will not be detour.
在保罗他的一生的行程的过程里面,
for Paul, throughout his entire life,
他的确遇见很多的难处,
he had experienced many hardships.
但是他的目标却是非常的
But his goal was very clearly in place in his mind. And he was very clear in terms of his knowledge of this goal.
对神,这位他服侍的神,是哪一位,他非常非常的清楚。
He was especially clear on who God was to him, this God whom he serves.
所以虽然他遇见难处,
so even though he encountered hardship,
但是他没有偏差到,
he did not go astray.
所以今早我们愿意在主的面前就是有一个这样的学习。
So we hope to have the similar type of learning.
我们要更多的认识主,
that we want to know Christ even more.
所以今早我愿意就谈讲这个题目, 从哥林多后书这里看见去认识神。
So the topic for today's sharing is how to know God through 2 Corinthians.
刚才我们读的经文,它说,愿众赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
In the passages that we read, starting 2 Corinthians, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是发慈悲的父,赐各样安慰的神,
the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort.
发慈悲的父,
the God, the Father of mercies.
这个我们英文就是用一个字,这个mercy这个字。
Now in the English, it is just one word, mercy.
但是在我们中文,有翻了好几个不同的词。
But there are several different characters that are used in the Chinese translation to describe the same.
怜悯,怜恤,这样。
So whether it be mercy or consideration.
刚才我们唱的诗歌22首,讲到神的怜悯,慈悲,都是mercy这个词。
Earlier in the hymn that we sang, it shared or the focus on the mercies of God.
彼得前书那里就用怜恤, 我们从前不蒙怜恤,现在我们有蒙怜恤。
那个字也是这个mercy这个字。 In 1 Peter, the second passage that we read, is utilizes the same word, different in Chinese maybe, but in English it is the same, which is, you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
那中文,我又觉得他用这么多不同的字,好像意思就 比我们容易一些领会,不知道是不是因为我们讲中文的缘故,我们觉得比较容易。
In the Chinese, because of the language, perhaps there are different characters that are used just to make it easier to understand or explain it a little bit more.
我看那个,讲到慈悲, 发慈悲嘅神好似要系将一啲嘅嘢拎出去咁样样。
So the God who gives mercy, that means there's something that this God is delivering to those who are recipients.
咁但系同时咧，譬如话我哋蒙怜恤，我哋蒙怜悯，好似一个接受嗰一样嘅东西咁样样吓。
When it changes the tone to say that you have received mercy, it is the focus on us having been the recipient who we have been given mercy.
讲到慈悲为怀
tells us about mercy.
好似我哋睇见嗰度有一个人，佢真系有好丰富嘅里面有好多嘅嘢，但系要准备系俾咗俾众人。
The picture is clearly painted for us that there is someone who possesses a lot, an abundance of this, and so he is giving out, delivering to you.
俾过嗰啲其实系唔值得俾嘅人。
But the recipients, on the other hand, are those who really don't deserve what is being given to them.
或者话因为人自己嘅愚昧，好似同呢一佢嗰个丰富嗰个嘅恩典系夹唔上嚟咁样。
Maybe because of the foolishness of the recipients, they don't measure up to being worthy of the gift that's being given.
咁啊，呢个礼拜咧，我系有啲感冒，有啲伤风啊。
This week I was actually sick.
咁大家都听到我把声啊，好似同。
So if you can tell by just my voice that it is nasally.
咁样因为伤风，咁啊流鼻涕又咳。
I had a cough. I had runny nose.
咁啊叫中医嚟讲咧，你又话你唔好再食啲生冷嘢啦，譬如啲水果啊咩嗰啲咁嘅东西。
So based on Eastern medicinal philosophy, you would stay away from things like fruits or cold items.
因为其实咧，我哋应该系食维他命 C 嘅吓，但系唔知点解，最好啊唔好食啲水果啦，生果。
So on the one hand, you think, well, it makes sense that we would want to have vitamin C, but when we're sick. But on the other hand, now they're saying us to telling us to stay away from fruits.
咁但系我平时咧都好中意食橙嘅。
Usually I love oranges。
咁啊，病咗第二日嘅时候。
After
第三日。
On the second or third day of my cold。
咁啊，其实都冇乜点咳嘅。
I didn't have much of a cough。
但我就忍唔住啊，就去攞啲水果食嘅。
But I couldn't bear to be without any more, so I went and had an orange。
咁样食完之后，哇，真系唔知点解。突然间又好多痰，好多又再咳到好厉害。
And after I finished eating the orange, whatever the cause may be, I started having a lot of phlegm. I started to cough and cough.
咁啊，当然啊，屋企我太太就知道啊，翻嚟就知道。
So of course my wife knew of what had happened.
咁佢又话：你唔抵可怜啊。
And so she says, you don't deserve any sympathy.
你明白吗
？You understand？
慈悲嘅意思就刚刚好系调转，你
话
唔抵可怜咁样嘅意思。
The meaning of mercy, really, if you look at it, those who receive it don't deserve it.
嗰度讲到话发慈悲嘅神
，but it tells us that the God who gives mercy, the Father of mercy, the Father of mercy，
喺佢嗰度有好多嘅慈悲。
He has a great deal of mercy.
佢呢个慈悲仍然系向嗰啲唔抵可怜嘅人俾。
But who does he target?
俾嗰啲唔抵可怜嘅。
But who does he target? He targets those individuals who don't deserve the very mercy that he wants to give.
原来呢位神系咁样嘅一位嘅神。
So this is the God.
我哋理应系继续嘅咳，继续嘅有痰。
What we deserve is to continue to be bedridden, continue to have more phlegm, continue to cough.
因为我哋自作孽嘛，自己做咗啲唔应该做嘅嘢啦嘛。
Because I did it to myself. I caused it myself.
但系今日神嘅慈悲
But God's mercy is not there to judge us, bring judgment upon us. But rather is to retrieve us. This is the God of mercies. Not only is He the God of mercies, He is also the God of all comfort.
在詩篇23篇,
Psalm 23 is a very familiar psalm to most of us.
他說, 我雖然行過死蔭的幽谷, 也不怕遭寒, 為什麼? 因為你的杖, 你的肝,
it tells us that though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. But why is that? It's because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
神, 他不是要, 特意要將我們放在難處的裡面。
God doesn't purposely spite us and puts us into hardship.
相反的來講, 神是特意的要將我們造就, 給我們安慰, 給我們憐憫, 為著要叫我們更加的認識祂。
But conversely, when we are in hardship, He purposely gives us mercy and brings us comfort in order to bring us back, to come to know Him more.
啊, 我記得在舊約以賽亞書那裡有一句的說話,
in Isaiah, it records for us,
66章13節,
in Isaiah 66,
13節, 他說, 母親怎樣安慰兒子, 我就照樣安慰你。
It says there, just as a mother who comforts, so I will comfort you.
這句話不單是對當時的以賽亞講,
not only are these words spoken only to Isaiah or only to the Israelites of that day,
亦都不是只是在哥林多後書的對,
nor are the words of Corinthians spoken only to Paul. They are words that are spoken to you and me today.
他不僅只說, 安慰我們,
not only does He want to comfort us,
他說, 似各樣的安慰,
but He is the God of all comfort.
所以不是只是你失戀的時候, 神就安慰你,
it's not only when you've lost, when you're lost, that He comes and comfort you.
失戀的人,
it's not only when you're heartbroken, or that He comes and brings comfort.
你生意失敗的時候,
when your business fails and you're bankrupt, He comes to comfort you.
哦, 你大病的時候,
when you are felled by illness, He comes to comfort you.
哦, 就說在不同的環境, 不一樣的事情,
that means in every circumstance, no matter what it is, He comes to comfort us.
啊, 我們在神的面前, 我們一再的承認,
when we come before God, there's one thing that we can all agree on, and that is that we are weak.
很多的時候, 雞毛蒜皮的東西, 好像我們覺得, 啊, 很大的損失,
a lot of times we might have just have a minor loss, but we magnify the thing as a great deal.
哇, 有時人家找錢, 買東西找錢, 找少了,
let's say you purchased something and the cashier gave you the wrong change.
哇, 裡面有一個感覺,
but the sense that you get is somebody gypped me.
啊, 有人騙你, 你覺得開心嗎?
So when somebody gypped you, you think that you'll be happy?
啊, 當然不舒服,
of course not.
即使這麼小的東西,
but such a simple thing,
這位神都能夠安慰我們,
this God, whom we believe, can come and bring comfort.
並且保羅真的強調過說, 我們在一切的患難當中, 他就安慰我們, 這是第四節,
and verse 4 tells us, Paul tells us, that He's able to comfort us in all afflictions.
一切的患難,
all affliction.
早兩個星期在中國大陸就有一位, 神的老仆人過了世,
A couple of weeks ago, there was a senior servant of God who passed away.
这位弟兄他都曾经来过我们中间。
This brother actually had been in our midst to share with us before.
这位弟兄八十几岁，八十六岁。
He was 86.
他17岁的时候开始服侍主。
He started to serve God when he was 17.
服侍主60多年。
So he's been serving God for 60 plus years.
他经历过中国大陆各个政权的变迁。
He has experienced all the transformation and reformation, all those changes that had happened in China.
曾经被关禁了四次。
And he had been imprisoned 4 separate times.
Yeah. 但是在他的自传的时候,
But when you look at him and his biography,
yeah. 他就说, 经过这么多年之后,
he tells us, that after all these years,
他说,
he says, I have not gone astray. I have not taken the wrong path.
他说,
because it was God who led me.
虽然在人来看,
Even though from a worldly perspective, he has gone through many afflictions and difficulties and hardships.
但是他自己说,
but from his own words, he says, I've never looked upon these things that has happened to me as being hardships.
Yeah. 虽然呢,很多次没有食物,
yes, there are many a times when I went hungry.
他说,
But I don't think I've ever been, I've never been hungry.
Yeah. 因为神是奇妙的,
because he says God is a miraculous God.
他说神是有恩典的,
For God has mercy.
神是有恩典的,
God has grace.
带我过来,
and he has brought me through all these things.
他说在一切的患难里面,
That in all of these difficulties,
神以信实为粮,
God has proven himself to be faithful.
以信实为粮, 我的粮食,
he has become my supply.
以安慰为我的皮,
and he has used my, he has used comfort as my bedding.
Yeah. 这个弟兄过去了,
now this brother has passed away.
我们不知道, 他在他的一生里面有几多的辛酸?
We don't know how many errors exist for him.
但是当他回头来到数算的时候,
But when he reflects and looks upon his life,
他说我都经过这些东西, 但是我不觉得那些对我有什么害处。
He surmises that though he did pass through them personally, he did not think that any of these things have brought him harm. Because God is the God who delivers mercy. And he is the God of all comfort. I wonder if you've ever had experienced a time where you dismiss someone or you look down on that person.
有没有被人误会过?
Or have you're the one that has been misunderstood.
有没有被人诽谤过?
You're the one that's been cheated.
诽谤,
slandered.
Yeah. 你的感觉是怎样的?
How do you feel when you're the victim?
他很不舒服啊。
Is extremely uncomfortable.
你想报仇,
to a point where you want to take revenge.
但是神的言语, 神, 服侍神的人,
but the children of God, those who serve God,
如果我们只看到这些, if, 我们真的不舒服的,
if we focus solely on the surrounding, then for sure we'll be in discomfort.
但我们要来到,
But it's at those times that we need to come back to God.
这位神是能够救我们脱离这些所有的难处。
This God is a God who is able to deliver us from all of these difficulties.
因为他是发慈悲的神。
Because he is the one who delivers mercy.
是赐安慰的神。
He is a God of all comfort.
并且在一切的患难,各样的患难,所有的患难里面, 祂都能够安慰我们的神。
He is also the one who is able to comfort us in all afflictions, any affliction, all afflictions.
你对这位神有没有认识呢?是不是这样认识呢?
Now, do you know this God in this way?
这是第一点吧。
This really is my first point.
第二点就是说,
Second point,
我们愿意直接哥林多后书, 他都叫我们看见, 从我这个人, 让别人认识到神。
The second point is that we want to utilize 2 Corinthians as the basis for us to come to understanding that we need to be the vehicle by which others will come to know God.
刚才我们读的彼得前书第二章第九节那里就说唯有你是被拣选的族类是君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民。
It's in the first Peter that we read that we are a holy nation, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
哇，咁我哋梗系高兴啦，因为我哋有咁样嘅地位啊！
We should be elated because we have such a standing.
你觉唔觉得高人一等啊？
Do you feel that you somehow have been elevated above many others?
即係好似我而家企高咁啊，梗係高人一等啦。
For me, yes, because I'm standing here on the pulpit. I'm literally, physically, higher and higher plane than you are.
啊，如果我哋停喺呢度，我哋感謝主，都係主嘅俾我嘅恩典。
Now, if we stop here, yes, we should be thankful. We should give thanks that the Lord has elevated us to this point.
但如果我哋繼續嘅讀落去下邊嗰橛咧？
But if we read the rest of that particular portion,
你就要睇见神拣选我哋出嚟做乜嘢啊？
You will see the purpose for which we have been chosen.
啊，神救咗你出嚟做乜嘢啊？
What is the purpose for God to save you?
啊，咁你啊被拯救翻嚟，你就等住上天堂啦，系咪？
You have been saved, and now you have been brought here in order to await the time when you will be able to ascend to the heaven.
哇，弟兄姊妹，我哋睇落去。
Is that right? So let's look.
他说,要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。The
rest of the verse says that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
哇,原来神在我们身上有一个计划。In
our life, God actually has one singular purpose.
有一个要求。Has
one requirement.
这个要求成为了我们的责任。This
requirement now has become our obligation, our responsibility.
就是要叫我们宣扬那一位光明者他所有的美德。And
that responsibility is to proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
能够知道叫我们出黑暗入光明 那位是主耶稣, huh?
We know full well that the one who has delivered us out of darkness into a marvelous light is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
如果彼得说,你被救出来,你被神给你一个这样的地位,是君尊的祭司,是被拣选的族类,属神的子民。
So God is saying, you are elevated to a place where you have been labeled as the chosen race of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. But you have now also been laden with a responsibility to proclaim the excellencies of him who has delivered you into his marvelous light. So responsibility has now been entrusted to you.
那个什么意思呢? 就是说, 当人家见到你的时候,
what does that mean, though? It means that when others see you,
或者见到你的生活, 你的, 行事为人,
or when they look and observe the way that you live,
就能够看见, 哦, 原来你信的耶稣是这样的,
they need to be able to see, oh, that's how your Lord, the one whom you believe, is.
所以我们常常说, 在你的身上有没有彰显到主啊?
That's why we oftentimes ask the question, do you display Jesus Christ in your life?
这个就是这样说的。
And that's what this means. This
在你的生活,
is what it's saying.
在你的见证, 在你的为人的上面, 人家见到什么呢? 有没有见到主耶稣呢? 还是见到你自己呢?
What do others see when they observe you in your living day-to-day lives? Do they see Jesus Christ or do they see just you?
啊, 你知不知道你走出来的时候,你是代表着主耶稣啊?
Do you realize that when you walk out the door, you are the Lord's representation?
哇, 因为你, 神已经叫你蒙连恤,比你不是神的子民,
God had given us that mercy or that grace that once we were not his people, but now we are his people.
我的女儿小时候开始学琴,
when my daughter was learning piano at a very young age, learning violin.
每一年老师就开一个演奏会,
each and every year there's a recital that's put on by the teacher.
也是我相信好, 现在很多,
and I'm sure that that's true for every young person who is either learning the piano or the violin.
你知道那个recital的目的是做什么吗?
Do you know what the purpose of having a recital is?
啊? 其实不是叫你去欣赏音乐。
It's really not an opportunity for you to go and enjoy beautiful music.
说就说给父母听到,你的小孩,你学得怎样,多厉害。
Of course, the teacher is going to come up to a parent and say, oh, you know, your child has progressed so much, and so you can come and enjoy his or her playing.
那如果有些天分的那些小朋友,那他很快就学习,
For those who are naturally gifted, they will be able to speed through that period of time of learning.
有些没什么天分的,那当然是差一点,弹得不好。
Those who are not naturally gifted, they'll struggle.
但无论如何,从一个一窍不通,什么都不懂的,来到懂,整一首歌出来,
But we're talking about a young individual who did not have any idea of that, how to play that instrument, to one who is able to now recite a song.
除了他自己努力的学习去练习之外,
aside from that person's diligence being putting in the work to learn it,
这个是什么? 是谁的功劳啊?
Whose work does it reflect?
是老师的功劳啊?
It reflects the teacher's work.
所以呢,其实所谓recital呢, 是在那里对老师的一个评价。
So when you go to a recital, it is really a display or a presentation of the work or the result of the work of the teacher.
有些老师呢,他水准高一点,他要求高一点,那么学生呢,就表现得好一点。
Now there are certain teachers who have stricter requirements, who are more gifted in their teaching, and so subsequently their students would be able to play in a more elegant way.
如果不是的话,就是得淡笑了。
Or else, if not in that situation, it's kind of hilarious in terms of the results.
所以看见吗,弟兄姐妹,这班学生是代表着老师的。
Do you see in the recital, the students actually reflect the skill of the teacher.
所以那些作父母的,你不要以为,哎呀,我的弟兄弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟弟
So for those parents, when you go to a recital, don't be so tunnel vision to say, oh yes, my child is so great. Look at them. That person didn't know how to play very well. It's really a reflection of how well the teacher was able to teach.
所以当那些学生要出来要表演的时候,
so when each and every student comes forth and this, plays their piece,
如果他错漏百出,
if it's filled with errors,
当然自己也失礼,
of course they are shamed.
老师,那个做老师的都没面,
but I can tell you, the teacher also will feel the shame.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹, 我们的生命的目的就在这里啊。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, that the purpose of the life that we have lies in this?
我们这些叫做有基督生命的人,
we who are those who should have or possess the life of Christ,
叫做服侍神的人,
we are supposed to be the one who serve God.
We are the
representatives of Jesus Christ.
所以当人看见你的时候, 当你在那里recital的时候,
so when you are living, when you are in your recital,
你的表演是怎么样?
What is your performance like?
有一个姐妹, 她在一间公司里面做了很多年,
there is a sister who had been employed by the same employer for many years.
这么多年她都没有告诉同事她是基督徒。
Never once during that time has she ever told any of her co-workers that she was a Christian.
因此人家不知道她是常常去聚会。
And others did not know that she did attend worship.
有一次因为一个福音聚会。
But one time, because there was a gospel message that was to be
given, 那些同事和他一起的就被别人请去参加聚会。
Her co-workers were given the invitation by some other individual to attend that particular gospel message.
哇,今天来到聚会的时候,见到,咦,你在这里的?
And so, when the co-workers arrived at the worship place, they saw this person whom they've been working with all these years and said, what are you doing here?
哇,原来才知道,啊,他是基督徒啊。
It's only then that the co-workers found out that she was a Christian.
哇,他们真的认不出了,他说,
she says, oh, I never have thought.
其实你跟我们差不多而已嘛。
The co-workers can say, I never would have thought, you know, you live just like us.
都没什么分别的。
Doesn't seem to be much difference between you and us.
我们放工去唱K,你都一起去。唱歌。So
when we get off work and we go play, karaoke, you come with us too.
我们去晚上去喝东西,你都去的。
We go out and we have a drink after work, you come too.
有时我们星期日要去长假期,我们去玩,那你星期日你都跟我们一起。
Sometimes you join us even on Sunday, when we go out for a holiday, on an event, on a Sunday or a weekend, you come join us too.
有时我们讲的是非,你都一起的。
And when we gossip about some of our co-workers, you gossip too.
有些偷工减料的东西,你都偷一份。Sometimes
we might take something from work for our own use, you do that too.
我知道,当然这个姐妹软弱。Yes,
we see that the sister has a weakness that's displayed.
没有活出那个光明者的美德。
And have not displayed that life of God, the Lord's marvelous light. Have not been able to live out the life of Christ in her. So this is to look at it from the contrary view.
So, 弟兄姊妹,我们怎样可以叫人
So we've turned the perspective and looked and asked, how can we live in such a way to reflect the Lord Christ who is in us?
你说就行了,
is it just by being more vocal?
是吗? 只是说, 靠把口说,
Can you just be vocal and tell others?
不单止这样,
That's not enough, though.
圣经说我们要活出基督来。
The Bible tells us that we are to live out Christ.
所以在哥林多后书第六章第三节第四节。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 and 4,
要表明我们自己是神的用人。
That we are to live in a way that commends ourselves as being servants of God.
第三节就说, 凡事不要叫人有疑惑。
In verse 3, it tells us, giving no cause for offense in anything.
在第四节,在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
In verse 4, it says, in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God.
第五章,回来,第五章十七节。
And then going back to chapter 5, verse 17,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
17 says, Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
那个生命要我们改变，我们这个人亦都要靠着这个生命来改变。
The life will cause us to change. And we as an individual who is living that life needs to have that change.
我相信我们读完哥林多 后书里面有很多很多的话是教导我们应该怎么样将基督彰显出来。
After having studied 2 Corinthians, there are many passages that are highlighted for each one of us to learn how to live the life that we are to live as servants of God.
虽然我们读完了，还有一章。
Most of us, we're almost done with our study of 2 Corinthians.
当我们,
Some of us are, only have one more chapter to go.
当我们回头来再读哥林多后书的时候,
but when now, if we take the time and go back and reread 2 Corinthians,
我相信神要向我们讲说话。
I'm sure that God will speak to us anew.
神要会教导我们, 要我们知道怎么样去活。
He will teach us how we are to live.
不过我最后要 读一段的圣经，彼得前书。
But I want to end with a particular passage that's actually recorded in 1 Peter.
第一章,
chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第十三节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守。
It reads, Therefore, gird your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
14节,不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候,那放纵私欲的样子。
Verse 14 reads, As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance.
15节,你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Verse 15, But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior.
虽然保罗没有在哥林多后书这么明显地说这些话,
Now, these words are very explicitly stated, and even though Paul did not explicitly state the same thing in 2 Corinthians,
但是彼得就将那个实际来讲给我们听。But
Peter is the one who then tells us about the reality of it.
那么现在问题就是,
so we ask this one question.
我们读过这些话,
After we have finished studying these words,
这些话有没有? 我们有没有照着这些话语来行呢?
Do we live in accordance to these words?
我们要求主给我们有这个信服的恩典。
May we have the grace of obedience to follow these words.
照着神的话来到生活。
To live according to the word of God.
这样我们就能够彰显到 出黑暗入奇妙者嗰个美德。
Then we will be able to expressly display and know the treasure of being transported out of the kingdom of darkness and into His marvelous light.
请我哋低头祈祷。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
求主再一次嘅用你嘅圣灵喺度引导开启我哋。
Lord, may you open our, may you have the Holy Spirit open our eyes, open our spiritual eyes.
好让我哋有路可以行走。
That we are able to see the path that we are supposed to travel.
好让你嘅话亦都喺我哋中间有路可行。
So that your words will have a way to be lived out through us.
我哋求主俾我哋有一个明亮嘅看见。
May we have clarity of sight.
然后我哋求主俾我哋有一个顺服嘅灵。
May we have the spirit of obedience.
好叫你嘅名可以得着高举，得着荣耀。
In order to uplift your name, in order to glorify your name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.